Hello. Can we be heard? Oh, great.
I hear Rabbi.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I gave a Zoom share. I gave a Zoom share on the Haggadah, and the Zoom did not work. So I'm nervous. No, the Zoom from the yeshiva didn't work. I had to go home to give it. So, but Baruch Hashem, we're working. Let's get the camera set up. I don't know. Not working.
Maybe tilt a little bit down further, I mean.
I'm trying. If we can.
There we go.
There. Okay. Anyway, we've had a lot of over yontif, a lot of breaking in here. Okay, before we start, so last minute plans. Rabbi Kier is married. So it seems I have going.
We got cut off there for a second, Rabbi Kier. What?
You can't hear me all of a sudden?
Yeah, it was just for like 10 seconds.
Oh, okay, let me just back the phone. Okay, Rabbi Kier is going to have a wedding in New York on Wednesday. So I got elected to go. So that means I won't be able to give share Wednesday. I'm sorry.
It's a grandchild, right?
No, it's Rabbi Kier, it's Rabbi Grumblatt's grandchild.
Grumblatt, right? Okay.
Rabbi Kier is Rabbi Grumblatt's son-in-law.
It was with Kaufman, the Kaufman one with Ka
Yes, Kaufman wedding, yes.
Right.
Okay, so Rabbi Kier is a Rebbe here, and it's the right thing for me to go. Gotta show Hakaras HaTov. Okay.
These are all my chaverim. Their kids are getting married now
Yeah,
to
okay.
each other.
And you. Also, just we should, I mean, I know it's not okay at the moment, but the Hashem, we're going to Israel. So it means that we'll have to, I don't think I can continue in from Israel. So we're gonna have to end in the summer early, like the end of June sometime.
I thought the Israel thing is once in 3 years.
No, it's two years ago. It's Ibr Shana. It's Ibr Shana. So last year, Ibr Shana was 2 years ago.
I don't know. We didn't go. I think it is.
It was 2 years ago. Was the last time? It was last Ibr Shana.
So that was last year. That
That
was.
was two years ago. It happens to be the Ibr Shana year 6 and year 8 are only 2 years apart. Usually Ibr Shana is 3 years apart, but occasionally it's only 2 years apart.
Anyway, whatever it is, it better share the playing and going. We already reserved the place. And they made tickets. They actually decided this year early. So, okay. Anyway, but if anyone wants, they can join us. That's a good idea. Dr. Begida is joining us.
Oh, really?
What are the
No, he's
dates?
got a lot of family there.
Yeah, okay.
What are the dates?
The date, I don't know. It's the last week of June through August. No, through July, basically.
Until Rachel Rishkaitishov?
No, we're ending early. It's 5 weeks. We do 5 weeks.
You gonna be Chofetz Chaim?
No, we're not in Chofetz Chaim. It didn't work out well for us in Chofetz Chaim. It did work, but not as well. It's hard to run two yeshivas from the same place.
Yeah,
So
someone else ended up doing from Chofetz Chaim, one of the other branches of New Jersey, or someone came.
we've been lately we've been renting a places in Geulah Meyesharim, much more exciting.
This
Okay.
is like seminaries that are closed down for the summer already.
Yes, we're renting a girls' seminary in Meyesharim.
Yeah, it makes sense. They're done by June.
Yeah. Okay, let's learn here a little bit. But if anyone wants to come, they're welcome to come. Maybe. Okay, so we're starting the fourth barak. We're starting the fourth barak. Is it a brand new sugya? Now we're a little bit ahead because I didn't, the yeshiva here didn't start yet. So you guys are ahead of me. I mean, I didn't really learn this. I looked at it a little bit, but I didn't look at it that much. So okay. So let's read the Mishnah. Nimtzes muberes seems to mean that when you did the chalitza, you didn't know. There was no way. Apparently, it wasn't known. But now we discover that she's Mubaris. Whether it makes a difference that it was Nimsis or it's just that's just a normal case, I do not know.
Is there a din by Kalitza like Vayibum that you're supposed to wait 3 months, or we don't have such a din?
There is not necessarily that the 3 months by Yibum is for a hecker. There's no such din by Kalitza.
Well, it's not just hecker. If she's pregnant, then there's no mitzvah chayibum.
Right. Okay. So that's a different thing. It's not. There's no pashtus by yibum. There's a potential of an iser, and it's also a problem of hecker. It's also an iker iser. There's no iser. If you want to, you can do as many times as spinning if you want to do chalitza. It's just it might not work. But okay. Let's see. Let's you're jumping the gun. And now the Yolda. So it comes out that she gave birth. So it's Mancha Vlad Shokayama. If the Vlad is Shokayama, so then who Mutter Bikrova Sehop? He Mutter Bikrova. The Lopasa Minakuna. In other words, it comes out that the Chalitza was nothing. Because she was Yalda. So there was Yalda. So there was the Chalitza is nothing. There's no need for Chalitza. Bimele, normally Chalitza makes an Iser Krivim and Pasos a Kuhuna. But since in this case the Chalitza was worthless, so it doesn't do anything. So then it would depend. If Chalitza is Mubaris, Ishma Chalitza, then the Chalitza worked. If it's Chalitza Mubaris, Lav Shma Chalitza, then it didn't work. So who was the Mikrova? So apparently, now this is going to be a little bit complicated. In other words, what's the difference between the first case and the second case? So if you say Chalitza is Mubaris, Shmo Chalitza, right, that's in the Gemara, right at the beginning of the Gemara. It's a Itmar Acharis Mubaris Epida. That's the second case of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eina Tzricha Chalitza. Rabbi Shlokos Shamar Tzricha Chalitza. So, according to Reish Lakish, it says Tzricha Chalitza. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it says Eina Tzricha Chalitza, which means it's a good Chalitza. So then Pshat in the Mishnah is simple. When Yolda, it comes out it wasn't Chalitza. When it's Lo Yolda, then it was Chalitza. So that's why your Aser B'Kroiva Seha Pasem in Akuna. But according to Reish Lakish, that even in the second case, even when it's Epida, it's not a good Chalitza. So what's the difference between the first case and the second case?
What's going to happen now? Is one of the brothers going to do Chalitza instead? I mean, they're not going to do Yibum. They're not going to...
I don't know. Either he has to do it again after she... Or a different brother. Or he can do it again.
All right, so if it's just lechumra that she has to have the chalitz again, then the harim doesn't. Lechumra.
Reish Lakish holds that the chalitza doesn't work. Chalitza is mubaris lav shmo chalitza. That's not a chumra. It's medina doesn't work. So I'm saying according to Rabbi Yochanan, it works. So it's simple. He did chalitza. So you're also to crave him. According to Reish Lakish, the Chalitza doesn't work. And my people admire his ayim, so you have that in the Reisha too. So according to Reish Lakish, it's somewhat difficult to understand. So the Gemara probably has his kasha.
Hey, Grado, according to a lot of Rishonim, it's really a suffix. Chalitza really depends, because if in fact it's a nafel from the beginning, then of course it is a chalitza, so that the lottery shining him say that.
No one says it's a chalitza from the beginning, according to Reish Lakish.
According to Reish Lakish, it's a suffix, because if, in fact, a lot of Reish Lakish say that, yes, the ritva, and the, yeah, that's where they learn.
In Reish Lakish or in another shita?
According to Reish Lakish, that even according to Reish Lakish, if we say that maybe perhaps the Vlad was Shel Kayama, and then it changed, and that's what Reish Lakish is worried about. But certainly, the Nemuka Yosef, the Ritva, a few people, a few different people say that if in fact it was from the beginning a Nefil, there was never any viable Vlad, then Avada, it's a Chalitza. He just says.
Okay.
Even if that would be the case, there's no way to, it's because there's no way to, we don't presume that, right? I'm not clear. Are you saying that according to the Ritva, Reish Lakish admits that it's at least a suffix chalitza?
Yes, because he says,
maybe it was a navel to begin with?
Yeah, in fact, he said that they need, if you do a bias mulberis, you need a chalitza because it's a suffix. You may have been kind to her. If she, in fact, had a zero chance navel from the beginning, a sonogram show, it doesn't matter if you know or not, whatever it is. If it was from the beginning a 000, and that's what it was, it just, there was no chance of anything. Then yes, then the chalitza works.
If the bia did something, then a chalitza wouldn't help you. You would need a get.
I'm saying, if there's a bia done, according to them, you may very well need to have. It would have to be a get, right? You'd need a get.
Okay, you're way ahead of us. Let's leave it.
Yeah, Rebbe, he solved the whole shear. We can't go home now.
Yeah. Okay, but I think we should leave it unclear. We'll have to, it's obviously, it's somewhat in the Gemara. So the Mishnah is saying that if it's Yolda, so then the Chalitza is nothing. So then it's Mutter Bikravasel. But if it's Hipila, so then it makes for an Issa Krivim. So we're saying, according to Rav Yochanan, that says it's a good chalitza. So it's simple. The mission is very simple. Gemara is going to have a diak. Why didn't it say something else? But didn't it, the mission says it's simple. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we'll have to understand. Okay, maybe we'll have to understand what Chan Rabbi Yochanan is. Rabbi Yochanan is Vaday not a good chalitza, something not a chalitza, the chumra chalitza. We'll have to see. Reish Lakish, yes, Reish Lakish. Sorry, thank you. Okay, so let's go weiter. That's if you do chalitza. Kareh says yivimto v'nitzu v'beres v'yalda. Now we have the same case if it's yalda. So again, the same, we have a split. V'vajah v'vajah kayama. So then yoysi v'chayavim v'korbet. So then again, the same thing. It's a v'vajah kayama. So it was an eshesach. Shaloba makal mitzvah. And so you're chayiv korban. It may not blad shel kayama, but if it's ain't a blad shel kayama, yikayim. So here also, so according, again, it's also the same thing, same type of problem. According to Rav Yochanan, who says that the yibam works, so it's very good. Why Yikayim? I mean, I question what Yikayim means. But it's very good that there's no Isser. You don't have to stay married. No Isser. Because it was Mamish, a good Yibum. But according to Reish Lakish, that's not a good Yibum. So why aren't you over an Isser Eishesach? So we did this Titus in Elo. I think so. Why there's no Isser Eishesach?
Why isn't there for the first bia or the bia coming up?
The same, they're all the same. The first bia, no, the second bia, and the third bia.
No. Right now he has a mitzvah to be Makayim. Is Rebbe asking that what he did the first time should make Makayim a carbon according to?
Yeah, it should be Makayim a carbon first one, and should be also for the second one.
Why just the second one? You have a mitzvah there.
But she's called man. She's Muberes. Called man. Right. She's Muberes. It should be also.
Right, we're talking. It says Yachs. It says Yikayim after the baby is a nafel. What do you mean?
Oh, okay. V'meinav lasha kayama Yikayim. Okay, but this mashma that there is no kayim. Okay, yeah, right. Yikayim means after he died.
The Gemara is the other way. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Lashon should be according to Reish Lakish, that you're mechuyev to go do it now. Not like Ratza, yeah, Ratza, yeah, not.
Okay,
he's saying.
Yes, okay, good. But also it's mashma that there is no korban. It's not even a suffek korban.
Is Rebbe learning from the fact that it says Reish Lakish says Amar Shrif Chalitza Min Aachen that he can't do another Chalitza? He's
we didn't do the Gemara yet.
No, because I'm saying here it could be, if that's what he's saying, that the guy knocks himself out, so then it could also be that he's not able to do Yibam anymore now, even
let me wait to the Gemara. I didn't learn this Gemara. Let's wait. Okay, so the Chayavim Ikan. Savei ben Tessa Rishon, Savei ben Shiva Achren. And what's the case here? And so Savei ben Tessa Rishon, Savei ben Shiva Achren. I assume it's a Vlacho Kayama. So Yaitzi. So it's Yaitzi because it's a Vlad ben Kayama. And it's sad that it's a ben Zion the Rishon. So it's an Isser Eishesah. But a Vlad Kosher. But the Vlad is kosher because Mimanashach.
It means Bentesh L'Rishon, yeah?
What?
Bentesh L'Rishon.
Right, yes. I'm sorry I said that. Again, I said, somebody mentioned it, Akron Yaitzi. Because it's Yaitzi because maybe it was a Bentesh L'Rishon, and therefore there's an Eishesach. Vlad kosher because Mimanashach. If it's from the Rishon, so it's kosher because it's the Rishon. And if it's from the Shemi, that means the Rishon didn't have a kid. So it's also kosher because it's like the second case of the Mishnah. Whatever the din of Yekayim was the main Vlad Shokayama Yekayim. But Chayama Vashem Tabli, because since we have a suffix, whether there's a Vlad, so it comes out on the side there was a Ben Hesse Rishon, and it comes out that when you had beer with her, you were over in Isser Eishesah. So if it's Bivadai, it'd be Chayv a Korban. So now it's a Suffolk, so it's Ashim Tali. Okay.
But you definitely, the Vlad is kosher either way, right?
You're right, because that's what Rashi said.
Either it's been Teshul of the beginning, and therefore from his father, or there really was a Chi of Yibam, and it comes from the brothers, the father.
Right. Even though it might be, again, we know it gets kind of complicated with Reish Lakish.
No, even according to Shlokesh, it doesn't make a difference. That means she really wasn't Muveris.
What?
Even according to Shlokesh, if it's been Shevel Achron, she wasn't Muveris then.
All right. Okay. You're right. Yeah, you're right. I take it back. Okay. So again, so we have three cases in the mission. You're right. I made a mistake. That makes sense. So we have three cases. Let's see if we can figure. We have. The first case is there. The Reisha has two cases, the middle has two cases, and the third is just one case. The first case is when you're Chodesh Muberes. So there's two cases. If it's Yolda, so then the Chalitza is nothing. Does nothing. Because if it's Pipila, so then the Chalitza makes you Aser. Second case is if you do Yibum, the same again. If it's two cases, if it's Yolda, so you're Chayiv Korban, and it's Yaitzi. If it's no Yolda, so then you're Chayiv. And then the next case is by Suffolk. Suffolk, so we have a Suffolk if you're a Bogey and an Eshesah. So it's Yaitzi, but you're Chayiv and Hashem Tali and the Vatz Kasher Mimanasha.
Rebbe, the middle case is talking, he did the Yibum after 3 months, so they knew for sure she was pregnant?
I don't know. Well, that's Tysis talks about it. We have to wait for Tysis. I'm sorry. I don't remember Tysis well enough to answer you. But I know it's a Tysis. Okay, let's look at Rashi. Achoyrei Tzumot Dibikobaseo. The lav chalitza he, to holo boy. In other words, if Pshat the Reishis, since it was he gave birth, the Gloy Milson and Mafreya, there's no Zika. So therefore, it's an Eishis Ok Sheishol Banim. And Mimele, the Chalitza is nothing. Krova said, Krovav, Mafresh, Gamma Messies, and Hanath, the Asuris, Awe Ish, Machlas Ishjo. The crave of Shnei Sarim Awa Isha Magmas Baila. It's probably, if you would ask me, it's probably a misprint in the Divrei Hamasko. It should be Krova Seha. Cross out the word of Krova. Before Ish Mimas Nisan, the Kama Season, Hanat Asuras, Awa Ish Magmas Ishto, period. Ukraivav are those should start with Isha Machmas Baila. Right? I don't think you should have that Divrei Hamasko Ukraivav in the Divrei Hamasko. I don't like changing the Gerasa. I make fun of everyone else who changes the Gerasa. So, but okay. Not really such a Yisaitis big a thing. So we'll pass it.
But can you just say that without changing the gears of the Divrei Hamasko? Just saying he's going the whole thing and he just makes sure he's what he's clear on?
Oh, he's very unclear. Then in the beginning, he sounds like he's explaining the Divrei Hamasko as both. And then he only explains it to me in the Krov HaSel. And then later he explains what Krovav is. So he's just unclear, Rashi. If the Divrei Hamasko Krov HaSel, then he's very clear. First he's explaining what Krov HaSel is. And then he's explaining what Krovav is.
What's the other way of reading?
I don't have another way of reading.
So there isn't another way to read. So
I don't know. I'm saying that there's the probability is, I don't know, I don't have any the newfangled Gemara here with the Oiz Vahadr. No one has an Oiz Vahadr Gemara that they like to change the Gersa. Okay, I suspect the others are
they don't have it. They don't change anything.
They don't change it, huh?
No. But what's the problem to say that Rashi is combining the two things?
So then he should explain. He should have then he should have said Krovasah. He should have repeated the word Krovasah a second time. Krovasah, Krovav. What does it mean? First, Krovasah means this. Krovav means this. So either you have to add a word or take out a word. Right? In other words, the fact that he doesn't say in the beginning he's going on Krovasah means he's going on both. And then he later says that Krovav means this. So you have to read, you have to, it's in, either you have to add a word, Krovasah, the Krovasah. That's the Damasco. And then there's a word missing. Krovasah. What does that mean? Farish the common. You know, and what happened is that someone thought Rashi was being redundant because he just said the Damasco, Krovasah, Krovasah. And then there's another word at Krovasah. So they took it out. Let's look at Rashi Arif to see how he writes it. But okay. We'll just finish your Rashi. The main of Lacho Kayama, Shahoya Nefo. Okay, I don't know what a nafil. A nafil means, I don't know whether a nafil means only that he died at birth before, you know, wasn't born at birth, or even if it died, you know, a few days later, it might be kind of called a
nafil. It's within 30 days, no?
Right, or it could be. Yeah, I think so. But I don't know if that's not fake.
On the previous year of Moscow, there is no quote from the Mishnah that says the words Krovei Seha v'Krovav.
Yeah, okay, so.
So Rashi can't, he's not quoting from the Mishnah, so what's going on?
He is quoting from the Mishnah. He's taking two words in the Mishnah.
They're not consecutive.
Them. Okay, but he's explaining, what are these two, there's two words in the Mishnah. Krovasah and Krovav. What do they mean?
And Hanach Dinesrus al Ish Machmas Ishto is definitely not going on Krovasah, right?
It's definitely not going on Krovav. Yes.
All right. So it's the Lachar is right. Lachar is just an extra word.
Right, thank you. Then right. either there's a take one out or you put something in. But okay. Anyway, But they the Raja Kayama, Shunei fell. Okay, the Chayavi carbon, Shaboah, Ashes, Ak, Shlabo, Makom, Mitzah. In other words, Rashi is explaining what's the Isser. The Isser is Ashes, Ak, Shlabo, Makom, Mitzah. Your Chayavi carbon, because it was an Ashes, Ak, Shlabo, Makom, Mitzah.
This is the carbon for it. We considering this a shugig, that type of carbon?
Yeah, okay, right. Now, the, even though...
What was the shugig?
He thought, why isn't he thought that she was Mubaris pastures.
He didn't know she was embarrassed in the Choros before 3 months. Then.
Okay, we'll see in Tysus again, okay. You know.
I'm just saying, yeah, there has to be a clear difference. What's the middle case and what's the last case?
I don't think this is because it was a Vlad was Shokayama. That's the difference. It's the only difference. In other words, the Vlad was Shokayama, so you're Chayama McCarbon, because you're Boal Ashes Ok Shlava Makom Mitzvah. Okay, Havlad Kosher Mimanasha.
Okay, so why does it have to be, why is a child being born not enough? We consider less than 30 days to be considered as if she never was had a child.
I don't thought. I'm sorry.
Meaning, for example, let's say he had a child when he was alive. Yeah. My memory is correct. The halacha is if the child dies while he's still alive, then there's still a mitzvah sibum. It's not totally a nafel.
Right.
So this lachar should be the same thing. If a child when he's alive, if the child lives even for a day. So then at that moment, the chi of Yibum should fall off.
We're talking about the child lives. Rashi's going out of Vlad Shokayama.
What I'm saying is even if it's not Vlad Shokayama, as long as it lives for a moment.
No, not true. We have to not be a NAFO.
Why?
Because that's a din. If it's a NAFO, it's like it was never alive.
That's what I asked. I said, does it mean that was never, considering like it's never alive?
Okay. But the Riamasko of Chayav and McCorbin is going on the case where the Vlad is living for, is healthy and living for 30 days, 40 days, 50 days, 100 days.
Okay. I wasn't asking just on that point. I was asking why we have to dafka wait. That's all I'm asking. I mean, there's certain dinim we don't consider having living if it hasn't been 30 days.
We didn't say anything about waiting. Let's wait till Tysus. Well, you know, okay. You're too smart for us. We didn't discuss anything about waiting. We're just reading the Mishnah. Right? Mishnah just says that if the Vlad is Shokayama, Chayavim Bekarbin. And Rashi explains, because Rashi Pashas is Zvarim Shutim, that it's an Eshesok Shlava Makom Mitzvah. That's probably obvious. I assume it's not so obvious because the Gemara says, that Vlad ain't a poiter, Hachi Eitzel Avra Oilam. So you could argue that it's not really an Eishes Ok Shlava Makom Mitzvah, but that's Rashi's Chiddush, that even though the Vlad ain't a poiter, but there's no Mitzvah Yibum, and therefore it has a din of an Eishes Ok Shlava Makom Mitzvah. Okay, then let me look at the Rashi Arif. I always get my fun. Looking at Rashi, our riff, especially when we start a new parak. It's easy. A new parak always like to look at Rashi, our riff. So, on the first, right, he said a few things different. You see, look at that. And I peaked already. So this is a very interesting Rashi Arif. There's a mitzvah to kvetch the first day, right? That's what we always say, beginning of the first day. What's interesting about this Rashi Arif?
It's missing three words.
He left out the end of Rashi.
The hello boy.
The Rashi says the hello boy. So it's a little strange. Why did he leave it out?
No, it's there.
Where is that? It's not there, not a mine. The last chalitza he. Where does he say it to a little boy?
Sorry, we're talking about the Rashi on the Rif or the Nimuk Yosef?
No, Rashi on the Rif.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
I mean, he left it out because it's obvious. So then it was obvious to write Rashi, say it.
Is that such a
castle? Rashi's the usual, you know, you could say the Pashup shot would be like Rafi said. That's true. But it's strange because Rashi is supposed to be the ultimate super mikatzer. The way I understand Shad and Rashi Arif is that Rashi Arif is not Rashi. It's somebody a little bit later who decided that, you know, Rashi is such a wonderful sefer. And when they decided to print the Rif, he says, you know, let's put a Rashi on the Rif too. So he took a scissor and he put the Rashis on the Rif. So why, you know, and what he did is sometimes he added things to make Rashi better. He doesn't make.
We told us that was one possibility, but another possibility was just an earlier version of Rashi.
Yeah, but that I don't like that shot because just from what I see that the other way usually, and it just seems that there's additions. So here it's like funny if Rashi goes ahead and thought it was important. So what you say that what that the person who wrote it, Rashi Arif, thought it's so obvious you don't have to write it. Yeah, it's a little funny. So why did Rashi write it? There's two possible structures. One structure is that the person who wrote Rashi Arif thought it was obvious, and therefore he left it out. But the other possible structure is what? That he thought it was wrong. And that's why he left it out. Right? That would be, I think, a more you know, say that he thought
it was obvious. Or there was an earlier version which didn't have it, and then Rashi wants to add it.
Okay, but assuming like these opinions, which my impression is that that's the majority opinion, that the Rashi Arif is not working with an earlier version with Rashi. He's just making his own corrections in Rashi. There is definitely such a sheet, though. That's, I think, the majority opinion. So working with that opinion, so why did he leave out part of Rashi? So
why did Rashi need it?
Right. Either way, I think the point either way is well noted. The fact that the Hollow Boy is Lahora unnecessary, not the point. It's not a chalitza. She's not a yavama. She's not a yavama.
That's what hollow boy means. That's what hollow boy.
Why do you need to say?
Okay, but what I just right. I just saying like you. It's like saying you didn't chalitza to your mother. Oh, it's not a chalitza because your mother doesn't require a chalitza. Is that what it means?
That's exactly what Rashi's saying.
Okay, I guess I'll call punim or the words of Rashi on the Rif, the horror, it's most mistaba to say it like the Rashi on the Rif and not like the Rashi.
Oh, no? Why? I think it's the opposite. I like Rashi. Rashi's explaining to you, Rashi.
Why it's not a chalitza?
Rashi's a nice person. He decides to explain to you why it's not a chalitza. And Rashi goes ahead and you get upset that Rashi explained it, like, you know. You know, you chop him, you cut him, you censor him. You know what? Rashi decided to make things clear. Obviously, thought someone would not understand why it's not a chalitza. He explains why it's not a chalitza. I would sooner say the other pshat that the Rashi Arif holds that this is wrong. Why would it be wrong what Rashi says?
Again, it would be wrong because Rashi appears to be saying that again. If you learn Lav Chalitza means that she's not a Yavama, therefore she's not a Chalitza. Then she's not a Yavama, therefore it's not a Chalitza. Then the low boy arguably is saying that first not it's not a chalitza because she is also l'shuk until the vlad's nolad, she is also l'shuk.
Okay, in other words, there's a problem on Rashi. And Rashi says the hollow boy is not really true. In other words, it's not that low boy, she's also l'shuk. Because if we say Vlad ain't no poyter achah, yeah, yaitzir abir olim, then it's not the low boy chalitza. It's that the chalitza doesn't work. It's there's some kind of psu in the chalitza. Low boy sounds like a she's mutter to shuk. That's what low boy means. Low boy sounds like you don't need the she's mutter to shuk. She doesn't need chalitza. There's no zika here. There's no zika. There's no low boy. There's no zika. And the chayra, that's not true. There is a zika. It's just that this chalitza can't work. There's a pigam in the chalitza. It's not a pigam in the lady. It's not a pigam in the zika. It's a pigam in the chalitza. So the Rashi is giving the wrong reason. That's what I would say, that the Rashi Arif is bothered by. Not that Rashi is saying Dvarim shoot him. Rashi is saying Dvarim, that's not correct. The hello boy sounds like that she's mutter to shuk. There's no zika. So you did, it's like Shamir said, you did chalitza to your mother. That's not going to answer her because it's not a chalitza. There's no zika. There's no nothing. But this is not like your mother. She's also the shuk. So you have a Yavama. So it's some din that for some reason chalitza doesn't work. I think it's because Koshe no the Yibam you know the chalitza. I don't remember the Gemara. But there's some kind of din that the chalitza doesn't work.
On what is called at that time. Is she an Eshesach Sheyesh Labanim or Eish or
Ein Labanim? I agree with her. The Gemara that Rashi says later, you're over an Isser Eshesach Shalva Makom Mitzvah. But
I'm saying Parshat Pshat, it is Loi Bayi Chalitza. If you say that, in other words, do we look at it at that time of the, while she was pregnant and the Chalitza was done, was she an Eshesach Sheyesh Labanim?
She's still Zakuk Liyibum.
One second, she was
Asian Zakuk. She's also the Shuk.
But she's an Asian Zakuk.
I don't agree. She's Zakuk. I mean, she's connected to the brother. So she, it's just a Chalitza doesn't work. You need a Chalitza. The purpose of Chalitza is to cut the bonds.
If you have to bring a carbon, that means there was no mitzvah at the time.
It might not be a mitzvah, but there's still a bond. Chalitza is not the purpose of chalitza is to cut the bonds. That's what chalitza does. Chalitza is like a get. The chalitza is the type of get that you give to a yavama. You can't say that she doesn't need a get. She does need a get. She's married to the yavim. She's married to the yavim. So if she's married to the yavim, she's married to the Yavim, so she needs a get. She's married to him. The Rashi Pashas is wrong. Rashi's a hello boy. You don't need it. Of course you need it. You're married to him, the Yavim. You need something to cut. Pshat is that this doesn't work to cut it. Why not? I think it's because of the din of Kol Shino the Yibah, you know, the Chalitza. Is that what we said? That we got her ready.
What's the question, Rebbe?
What?
What's the question?
So why the Maisa doesn't the Chalitza work?
Is there a concept of Chalitza Suffolk?
I mean, it's unclear why the chalitza doesn't work. The Gemara may be, it seemed like the Russian in the beginning of the Masechta reads this Gemara to be saying that the chalitza doesn't work because she's not Ol Yibum.
That's what I'm saying, but is he talking about a case of Hipila? Or he might be talking about a case of Hipila, the Rush.
It's even a case of Hipila, but if she's not Hipila, then she's Zichr, not Ol Yibum.
I don't know if you need it, Koshin Ol Yibum. Like, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Anyway, but the Maisa, I would say I think it's a very nice shot in the Machlokes Rashi and Rashi Arif, is that Rashi somehow or another learns that even though Vlad ain't a poet, but there's some kind of partial cutting. I don't know. So therefore, you can say, "Oh boy, there's some pigam in the zika." So Rashi says you don't need chalitza because the zika is weakened. It's just, she's not mutter to shuk, according to Rashi, she's not mutter to shuk, but there's not really a zika. I don't know. There's some kind of new status, and the Rashi rips it. That's not true. But I ain't a pajan chetzel abraidam, meaning that there's a full fledged zika. If there's a full fledged zika, so of course you need chalitza, except that for some technicality, whether it's because of koshe no to ibe me no to chalitza, or for some other technicality, the chalitza can't work. But don't tell me it's because it you don't need it. You don't need it. If the chalitza could work, it'd be great because she's also in a shuk.
Maybe it's saying the same thing as maybe I don't know, but maybe it's a little different. If let's say the Vlad comes out as was Kayama, right?
We're talking.
So about now, does that mean
Kayama?
The Vlad is born Kayama.
That's what we're talking about. Yes.
Right. Good. So in that case, does that mean there never was a Zika, or the Zika ended when the kid was born?
So Vlad ain't a piter achiyesin abra ayda means that the Zika only ends when the kid is born. If she would have gotten married the shuk before the kid was born, even though she got married the 9th month of pregnancy, she'd be over the Isser of Yavama the Shuk.
Even if it comes out the Kivlad's Kayama?
I believe so.
So if that's because true, then how can we say that the Chalitza did nothing then? If he did the Chalitza before she was...
Chalitza, the Mishnah says the Chalitza does nothing. It's a Beferish of Mishnah.
How does that work?
So we don't know why the Chalitza does nothing. I have to understand. But Rashi seems to say the reason says is because, oh boy, we're saying Rashi's reasoning, it doesn't sound like the correct reason.
So according to Rashi's reasoning, it sounds like that retroactively there was no Zika.
I don't think you can start saying things when you don't learn the Gemara. The Gemara talks about the famous. Gemara says, I think not like, you can't make a zem in the fun. First, we have to learn the Gemara.
Okay, so let's learn the Gemara.
But that might very likely be. You're saying it's a nice kvetch for the first day. Why Rashi and Rashi Arif say differently? Let's keep on reading the Rashi Arif. I'm enjoying the Rashi Arif. But it could be, we have two opposite choices. Rafi said that Rashi Arif left out Rashi because he thought it was Pashit, and you don't have to say things that are Pashit. And we're suggesting, Shamir, myself, is that Rashi left it out because it's wrong, because it's still a Zika. You can't say the whole low boy. It doesn't work for some other reason, but not because of low boy. Okay, let's look at the next Rashi. That's the one that I thought that the Krovos, Krovim. Okay, so the back changes to give it Krova, the Krovim. The Masnisen, Hainu Hanuk, the Siris, Awish Makmas Isho. So a very, very
The Bas made changes and still didn't make Rebbe's change.
No, but it's interesting. I'm saying just, yeah, yes, it's very funny. The way we had the Rashi Arif, it reads nicely. I would have said it reads much better than our Rashi because he's going on both. He's going both, the Masnisin, and he's explaining both at one time. What are they both? Hainu Hana Tasuris Awish Makmas Isha, the Krova Natsar Awisha Makmas Baila. You know, and then there's he's the way I would read it, he's saying one sentence you know, he's saying what are these things, and he's explaining them both. It reads better than our Rashi.
What's different? I don't have the Ron. I'm sorry, I don't have the Ron. What's the difference of the Ron?
The Ron doesn't have. We have in Rashi, the Rashi sticks in the word the crow vav in the middle. So that means that in the first half, right. Rashi, he's only discussing crow vav, and the second half he's discussing crow vav.
Right. So it says crow vav twice.
It's funny because he has the wrong derei amaskil. The Rashi Arif doesn't have the word kroy vav in the middle, but instead of the word kroy vav, he has it. It's kroy vim, not kroy vav. So what that means is, the way Rashi Arif, it is not that Rashi is changing, and now he's discussing what the translation of kroy vav is. He's making it's one sentence. And also the ones that are decried in the Zarahisha Machmas Baila. It's
the exact same words as our Rashi.
Except other than changing of the words Krovav, it's Krovim.
Okay.
So that means that it's not like the whole thing that why I thought the Rashi.
That word doesn't even exist in our Mishnah. There's no word Krovim in our Mishnah.
That's exactly the point. The way we have Rashi, the word krova means that there's a top. And now Rashi is going off to explain what the word krova meant. So that means the first half of Rashi was going off to explain what krova meant. So then Rashi has the wrong divrei amaskil. But if you have the gerasa krovim, like we have Rashi in the Rif, so Rashi in the middle is not stopping to explain what krovav mean. Rashi is going, because it, like you said, it's not a word in the Mishnah. So Rashi is just making a statement. He's saying, what does krovav and krovav mean? They mean the following things. They mean the things that are osro ish makmas isho and the ones that are osro isho makmas baida. It's just a, you know, he's explaining both at the same in one sentence. It's a much nicer. I mean, I don't want to, you know, there's no lumpness here, but it's just I would have thought that Rashi our Arif reads much, much better than our Rashi. Because see, our Rashi, because he says Kroy Vav, so then there's a stop. He says, well, you would have thought. And then how did the thread of Isha Mag was Ishto? The Krovav are what I read Rashi. Maybe I read it wrong. Maybe in light of Rashi our Arif, I realized I read Rashi wrong. That's why I read Rashi like this. Then let's look at Rashi. Before I like Krovav or Krovav, what does that mean? Before I like Kamehat the Sirat Ali Makwas Ishto. So I read it, period. Krovav means Shinesar Ali Isha Makwas Baida. Right, that's how I read it. So since I read it that way, so the you hear the question. Am I making any sense to anyone? With I read it that there's a period afterward ishto, that's the end of a sentence. And then Krovav is like a new sentence where he's discussing what's shot in Krovav. But if you read the word Krovim in the Rash Arif, so it's really one long sentence. He's discussing simultaneously what both words are. He's saying, what do they mean? They mean this and this. Like, Nyman has called me three times. I think I better call him back. Let me just, excuse me. I don't know what emergency. He's calling me three times. Hello? And I'm giving share now. Okay, I'll join in. Let me join. I'll call you in a few minutes. Okay, fine. Okay, Rabbi Nachman wants me to join a conference call. Okay, anyway, so no, I don't think it's no big lumdus, but I just, we could probably stick that into our Rashi with the word krovav also. You know, there is, when Rashi says krovav, he doesn't mean, and now I'm explaining what the word krovav, it's like, it's one long sentence. Before Shagama season, what do these two words mean? When he uses the word krovav, he doesn't mean, and that's what the Mishnah meant when the word it meant krovav. Krovav would be the same thing as saying the word krovim.
The Rebbe was bothered by it because it was quoting the Mishnah, meaning
I thought that when Rashi says krovav, Rashi is explaining now what the word krovav meant. Mm-hmm. So then when Rashi, the first part, was explaining what krovav meant, so then I said, then you have to knock out one of the words in the Dibrei Hamaskil. Because he says krovav, but it's not true. First, he's explaining what krovav means. And only later does he explain
what krovav. Why is it using the words ishto and baila when it's the cholitz and the cholza, meaning that they were never married?
Let me leave that.
Unless I'm misunderstanding, is that who we're talking about?
Yes.
So no, when it says
talking about in general in the world, the people that a normal man is ushered to and a normal woman is ushered to, he's not going on this case. It means it's just a general
thing. The same things that they would be ushered to if they were married, they're now ushered to as chalitz and.
Yes, but just to finish here, because I think it's not no lumdus. But just in the Kvetchi Lashon, the Rashi Arif shows me that I made a mistake and I misread Rashi. I thought that Rashi was doing is before I should come in my season, Hanukkah and Sarah Ishmael was the Isha, period. That's Shana and Krovasel. And then the Krovav, comma, what does that mean? And that when he says the word Krovav, he's quoting the Lashon of the Mishnah, and there's like a comma after it. And he's saying the krovav, those are shenesarem awish machmas baila. So that's how I read Rashi. That the first half of Rashi was explaining krovasel, and the second half of Rashi is explaining what krovav meant. But now, when I see the riff, and he uses the word instead of krovav, he uses the word krovim. So he's not explaining what the word, so even when Rashi used the word krovav, he doesn't mean to say that's what the word krovav in the Mishnah meant. He has a Dibrei Hamaskil krovasel krovav. And he's explaining both of them at the same time with one sentence.
But it could be the Bach is making that change because he agrees with the Rebbe's concern, though, right?
No, he just because he wants the
because it'll be more clear now. It'll be more clear.
No, to say it's not more clear. It's just that he wants to assume that Rashi Arif and Rashi is the same Rashi, but he's not the word. I misread it. I'm goofed. But I assume I wasn't the only one. And when Rashi says krovav, Rashi doesn't mean, and this is what the Mishnah means when the word said krovav. He's not quoting the lashon of the Mishnah with the word krovav. Okay. Anyway,
the reason Rabbi misread it that way is probably because to be perfectly aligned, Rashi should have said hanach v'hanach. The word krovav is a little bit misplaced, whether it's krovav or krovim.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay.
But there still seems to be a difference between the two Rashis, because the Rashi on the Rif is starting with Krovos u Krovim demasnisen.
Well, yeah, because what's in the Bach there changes the Krovos of the Krovim demasnisen.
But even with the change of the Bach, it's not like Rashi says Meforesh demasnisen lekaman. He says it almost sounds like this is not even a Dibur Maschil at all. It's like we finished the Mishnah and everything, and now Rashi is coming and telling you, I just want you to know that the Krovos and the Krovim of our Mishnah is, you know, this and this. Which is not, doesn't sound the way Rashi that we have is saying, because Rashi that we have is like quoting a Mishnah later on. Here he's not quoting a Mishnah later on.
But our Rashi says the Farish the Kalim as Nisan.
Right. And the Rashi on the Rif just says Krovos and Krovim de Masnisan. I mean, the word Masnisan is connected with Krovos and Krovim. Right, so it sounds like almost, you know, like sometimes, and the Chumash even does that. He finishes explaining the whole thing, and then he says an explanation of a word.
Yeah, unless the word Masnisen doesn't mean our Mishnah.
What's that?
Unless the word Masnisen does not mean our Mishnah. It means the Mishnah, just like Rashi and Baal.
I mean, the truth is, I don't know where is Rashi.
It doesn't sound like
where,
it.
Our Rashi said Mefarish Lekam Masnisen. Where is this Mefarish Lekam?
Oh, so it says on Mem that, you know, those are others, and on Mem on the base.
So he takes, you know, you're right, that he doesn't learn it that way. He learns, as he takes out the Mefarish Lekamen, and as a Krusav, the Krusav of the Masnisen, meaning like this. In other words, it's a whole different Rashi. It is. You know, you take out the, it's like a general cloud, the Krusav, the Krusav of the Mishnah. B'masnisim, what are they? And they're Hanach. And then, you know, so he takes out the first and comment. Okay, he redoes.
Couldn't that be a difference of if we're going with understanding that this was done by a editor of some sorts or some sort of publisher? Then the Rashi and our Gemara, in general, Rashi explains Mefarish Lekamon B'Gemara and Mefarish Lekamon B'Masnisen. If there's something that we can't understand in our particular Mishnah, so he'll say Mefarish Lekamon B'Masnisen and Mefarish Lekamon B'Gemara. Because like that's his derech. But the Rashi on the Ran is not serving the same purpose. Rashi and the Ran is to explain the basics. So therefore, the only thing it needs to tell us is what's going on here. It's irrelevant. It's because of a source of the Mishnah later on.
Okay, I don't know if that's true, that Rashi on the Rif is different, but okay, I don't know.
Okay. And that's a very, right, again, that's right, it is interesting, is the Rashi on the Rif mashma that you don't really need the Mishnah later on to tell you the din of which Krovim? It's obvious if you're Usher with Krovim, that's going to be some random Krovim, obviously it's going to be the same Krovim that you'd be Usher if you were married.
Okay, I hear, yes. Okay, I'm going to end the drop, guys. One Rabbi Naiman asked me to join this conference call. Okay, so shikayach, everybody.
Thank you. Well.
Thank you.
Goodbye.